Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Good morning. I am Rob Thummel, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors, and welcome to the first Tortoise Quick Take Podcast highlighting the top energy events of the week. The biggest news of the week comes from the geopolitical front as deals announced by Greece and Iran, as well as news from China, removed some uncertainty from the energy markets. Greece appears to be the worst poker player in the world as it moves towards accepting a third bailout package. John Kerry's 21-day European vacation ended with the announcement of a nuclear deal with Iran that potentially sets the stage for increased Iranian oil exports. We don't expect Iran to significantly increase oil exports anytime soon, as capital is needed to boost production. Lastly, questions surrounding growth in the Chinese economy were answered as China announced second quarter GDP growth of 7%, which was higher than expectations. And specific to oil consumption, China crude oil imports in June rose 27% over the prior year to 7.2 million barrels per day, catapulting China ahead of the United States as the largest importer of crude oil. Now, although this week provided some answers, enough uncertainty remains around Greece, Iran, and China, and the perception of an oversupplied oil market to keep the negative sentiment associated with the energy sector alive. Now, how about some good news? Demand is responding to low oil prices. This week, OPEC joined two other reporting agencies, the EIA and the IEA, in raising 2015 demand forecasts. Recently, the IEA raised its 2015 oil demand forecast to 1.4 million barrels per day, which is 50% higher than its original 2015 demand forecast announced in December of 2014. In company-specific news, the biggest M&A transaction for the week was Marathon Petroleum's sponsored MLP, MPLX, and Mark West announcing a potential strategic combination, creating the fourth largest MLP. Mark West unit holders would receive some cash, but mainly MPLX units. While a headline-popping 32% premium paid to Mark West shareholders was announced on Monday, the current premium is 10% based on the MPLX share price as of last night. The premium is less because of the stock-for-stock exchange ratio and a 17% decline in the MPLX unit price this week. This transaction is added to the potential Williamson Energy Transfer equity transaction, which was announced as in the second quarter and was the largest transaction announced year to date, as consolidation in the midstream sector continues to gain momentum. If you like drama, follow these two transactions. It doesn't get any better than this in the exciting world of portfolio management. Another thing I found interesting this week was in the utility sector. For the first time ever, natural gas topped coal as the leading source for electric power generation in the U.S., according to the EIA. And then lastly, the second quarter earnings season kicked off on Wednesday with Kinder Morgan increasing its project backlog by 20% or $3.7 billion to $22 billion. A majority of the increase is tied to building natural gas pipelines to transport natural gas from the Marcellus Shale to New England. That is it for this week. Looking forward to next week. As the second quarter earnings season continues with the integrated oil field services companies Schlumberger and Halliburton providing insight on how operating margins are holding up in this environment. Also, key Marcellus producers EQT and Cabot will provide an update on Marcellus drilling activity and production forecasts, as well as an update on infrastructure development. Thank you for listening and talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.